Hi, Robert.
Hey, Josh.
How you doing?
Adequate.
You want to do a fishing report?
Yeah, I guess so.
Because I got one here.
That's good.
I mean, I'm all ready for it. I've filled in the previously labeled no report slots for the times when you have no reports, and then I'm ready to type the other things up when you do have reports.
Okay.
I mean, that's the best way I know how to do the fishing report.
Perfect.
Okie dokie. Before we get going here, things have changed just a little bit in terms of rainfall.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Let me see if I can bring up the river, see where we stand right now. As of yesterday, we were at 5.3 feet on the Peace River at Arcadia. Oh, we are now at 6.1 feet on the Peace River at Arcadia. Just to give you an idea, it's been standing between 2.5 and 3 feet all the way through June.
Right.
And now we hit July, and boom, pow, we're up a solid 3 feet. So we're going to see some of the changes that we've been talking about happening pretty soon out here on the harbor.
Oh, yeah.
So that's where all that water's headed.
Everything's going to change real quick here.
Now, of course, this is by no means high water yet. I mean, it gets a lot higher than this. But this is something to pay attention to.
Right.
It's going to hasten the darkening.
Yes.
Are you concerned?
No.
Are you afraid?
No.
Good. Me neither. All right. So let's talk about what's been going on out here, beginning with the Peace River, Harbor Heights, upriver, along with Shell Creek.
Got nothing.
So crystal ball it for me.
Not even going to crystal ball it for you, because it's hard to say what is going to be doing. I mean, all that fresh water pouring out of there, you're going to see a lot of gar, and you're probably going to see quite a bit of juvenile tarpon moving around getting excited. But that'll push what few snooker out, and then maybe some redfish might start moving around up there, because they seem to like it when it first shifts over like that. You start to hear some guys picking up more redfish under the docks and under the bushes. But it's a very short window.
Right.
And even once in a while, you'll see that where that first rush of water comes down, where the big tarpon go up there for a day to three.
Because we get a lot of that stuff pushing down. It pushes the hoplos and, like you mentioned, the gar and also some tilapia down the river, which provides a little banquet.
Yep.
But it's short term.
Very. Very short term, a couple days sometimes. I think the longest I've ever seen it last was about 6 days.
And this is why I asked you to crystal ball it, because by the time we get to this report next week, it's happening, it'll be over.
Yeah.
So we could tell you about how it was really cool to have been there when it was happening. But,
right.
You know, it's not often I ask you to break out your crystal ball.
True.
I feel like it was called for in this one instance.
True.
All right. Slide it down to the 75 Bridges area.
Couple of black drum and some small snook.
And the crystal balls? No.
No.
He's close enough to hit me, so I have to be careful what I say. US 41 Bridges.
That's been actually pretty quiet this week, but there has been a lot of juvenile tarpon there in the mornings and in the evenings, along with a handful of snook of assorted sizes. Other than that, I haven't heard of anything else.
Which is weird, because a lot of people have been fishing that area.
Yeah. Yep. It's just been you know what? A guy did call me yesterday, actually, and tell me about the jacks he's been catching there off and on this week.
Okay.
He heard the report, so he actually called in, which was kind of cool.
Chasing bait?
Yeah. He didn't catch anything real big. He said they're running between 3 to 6 pounds.
That's okay. That's fun size.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, the Lashley Seawall?
Nothing.
Okay, Bayshore Pier doesn't exist. Port Charlotte Beach Pier doesn't exist. Spring Lake Park?
We got nothing but catfish reports from there.
That's okay.
Yeah, people are talking about it's been pretty tough other than catfish.
All right, how about the rest of the Port Charlotte Salt and Brackish Canals?
A lot of small snook, quite a few black drum, and then a lot of juvenile tarpon, and even a few people hooking them. the ones that are hooking them are catching them on multiple different things. Little paddle tails, miradines, shrimp. A couple guys throwing shiners. But they're from 5 to 30 pounds with an occasional, holy crap, that's a big one.
I like it.
One guy there at Spring Lakes said he saw one that he guessed to be about 100 pounds. There's always at least one of those fish in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's like the creepy uncle.
Yeah.
Hanging out with all the kids.
Yeah. Exactly.
How'd you do today? I caught a creepy uncle tarpon.
Yep.
The Eljabeen Bridge.
A lot of juvenile tarpon there, mornings and at night. And then they've been getting a handful of snook and some small mangrove snapper. One guy was all upset because he was wondering where the big snapper went that he was catching the last
they were here 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
Yeah.
Caught several that were 13 and 14, even one 15-incher.
Yep.
Well, they're gone. They left.
Shazoomed is where they went. Right on offshore. All right, the Myakka River area from the bridge down to Marker 8.
Got nothing.
No reports there. The South Gulf Cove canals?
Nothing.
How about the West Wall?
Almost nothing. I got one report from over there. Guys catching redfish under the bushes along with a few snook. And he's catching them all on miradines. Just working the whole shoreline.
He's braver than I am.
He's been out there 2 times this week and done pretty decent on them.
I can't bring myself to throw anything with a treble hook over there by the trees.
Yeah, they're kind of high. But that's his favorite lure.
The Cape Hayes Bar.
Some ladyfish and a few trout.
Okay. All up on top of the bar or on the edges?
Yes.
Okay. Turtle and bull bays.
Oh, redfish, snook. What else? It's a couple of very small trout. But mostly the redfish and the snook I've been hearing about. The redfish especially. I caught several of them on live shrimp, pinfish, and then he caught one big one on a chunk of ladyfish.
Okay.
So it was 30 inches or something like that.
It's a good fish.
He said they couldn't catch white bait, so they ended up catching some pinfish and mixed that in with their arsenal of shrimp that they had.
Worked pretty well.
Yeah. He said they were small pinfish, but he was still had a good time.
Yeah. That's great.
No big snook, but still had a good time.
Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
Just an occasional Spanish mackerel.
Okay, Gasparilla Sound?
Oh, let's see, got Spanish mackerel, ladyfish, and trout out there in 6 to 8 feet of water. There's an occasional tarpon swimming by. There's been some juvenile tarpon up on the flats there, along with redfish and snook up against the bushes.
How shallow are we going for the little tarpon?
They're up as close as 2 feet of water.
Woo!
One guy was in there with his fly rod and caught like four in the air. He didn't land them, but he put four of them in the air.
It's okay.
Yeah. But he said it was great. He was the only one there drifting the flats just between sandfly and catfish.
Good times.
Yeah.
The Placida area.
Tarpon. A few different sharks.
Tarpon in the pass?
They're in the pass and up along the trestle and through the channel there.
Okay.
And then they got one gentleman caught 3 pompano fishing around the bridge pilings.
Did you say which bridge?
No. And then he caught several small lane snapper and a couple very small mangrove snapper to match size with those lanes.
Okay.
Did I miss something? I'm guessing he was at the second bridge, because that's usually where those pompano like to hang out.
Probably. Tarpon, pompano, small snapper. Did I miss something?
Sharks.
Sharks.
A couple of oddball sharks. One guy did see a giant bull shark cruising across the bar there by the condos. He said it was every bit of 8 foot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was just thinking about the people that were on the sandbar right around the corner.
They'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
I saw a drone video of some lady standing in the water with a manatee coming down the way.
Yep. Did she freak out?
Person standing here, and the manatee stopped and just slowly turned.
Mm-hmm.
And was within inches.
Yeah.
Of her. Literally.
Yeah.
Inches. And then she turned around and saw it and scared the crap out of manatee, scared the crap out of her. She went this way, the manatee went that way. It was a pretty funny video.
Yes, I think I saw the same one. Yeah. Well, you don't need to pay attention to things that are in the water when you're out there. It's fine.
Yeah,
I mean, you're only in perfectly clear water about waist deep, and the manatee was virtually black in color, so there's no way that you could have seen it against that white sandy bottom.
Exactly. So. Exactly.
People. So stupid.
Yep. Pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, in the Placida area here, there's been a press release that Charlotte County put out about, and it really should not start out the way it starts out, but it starts out with saying, sounds like the Boca Grand Pier is open. From the headline that they have there, the Boca Grand Pier is not open. What they're trying to tell you is the parking area is open and the kayak launch is open.
Right.
The pier itself is still closed.
Right.
So don't get too excited about the way that was so poorly worded. So.
Yeah, they do such a great job with their information.
Well, they do the best they can. I'll put it that way. There are other people who probably could do better, but they do the best they can. Lemon Bay, Stump Pass, Milton Pass, Lemon Bay Park, Indian Mound Park, and associated areas.
Nothing.
Okay. Then I won't put nothing. We'd talk about the Anger Pier if it existed, but it doesn't. So that brings us out to the Gulf. Bottom fishing, trolling, reefs, wrecks, anything going on out in the Big Blue, Robert.
The weather's been pretty crappy, so I've got like two reports. One guy was in 160 feet of water and got red snapper, mangrove snapper, and some yellowtail. Several short red grouper. The other guy, he was fishing down towards the school bus reef and got into some mangrove snapper, a couple of yellowtail snapper, several barracuda, and of course sharks. And then proceeded to talk about how they need to just kill all the sharks because it's terrible with all the fish that they eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave up trying to explain to him.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to get them to understand that. I mean, you take away the food sources for these animals, and then you're surprised when they show up with the one place where food sources still exist.
Yeah.
So.
Well, after he left, I explained it to two of the employees that were here at the time to say this is something you can discuss with them, and this is why. But. Because they were like, yeah, I agree, you know, they're eating a lot of that. And it's like, not their fault.
Well, as long as we're here.
It's not their fault.
Why isn't it their fault?
The sharks?
Yeah.
Because we've taken away all their food sources. I mean, you no longer see the bonita like we used to out there. This time of year, usually going into June, you go out 15 to 20 miles, you would see schools of bonita off and on throughout the day. Now it's usually August, and it's still not off and on all day. It's like a couple schools all day.
Yeah. And they were common enough that a few years ago, I mean, it was among the fly casting folks.
Mm-hmm.
That was like your best advice. If you want to get really good at fly fishing and learning how to work a fly and actually catch fish on it, the bonita are your best friends. You only need to run a couple miles off the beach. There'll be a billion bonito schools out there. If you blow one out, that's fine. There's another one right around the corner. And you'd just catch fish all day long. Yep. Literally knowing almost nothing about fly fishing, but learning as you went. And now, that advice sounds ridiculous because you go out there and look for those fish, and it's like, well, yeah, we saw one school of blitzing bonita, and as soon as we got within 100 yards, they disappeared and never came back.
Yep. That's how it works, though.
And it doesn't really matter too much to us because we're not reliant on those fish to provide supper. But for the sharks, I mean, that was one of their main prey sources. And now they're just not anymore.
Exactly.
So they got to eat something.
Yep.
So where do you go?
Wherever there's easy pickings. You know, you show up on a reef, there's a bunch of distressed fish there that are being hooked and lifted up. Now it's easy pickings. Same way with the Goliath grouper. That's why they're there. You know, they're there for multiple reasons, but that's why they can be problematic, because it's easy pickings. Yeah. Just sit here and wait long enough, somebody's going to hook that little snapper right there that I can't catch, and I'm going to eat him anyway.
Yep.
You know, that's all it boils down to.
And it's not an overpopulation problem.
Uh-uh. It's a concentrated population problem.
Because they've been concentrated in the same place that we're concentrated, because that's where we're both finding the fish that we're looking for.
Yep.
Yep.
Sharks numbers around the world are way in serious decline. So to think that there's a problem here is just dumb.
All right, let's slide it on to the Venice jetties and the Venice pier.
Spanish mackerel and a lot of snook at the jetties. Whole lot of snook at the jetties.
Big snook, little snook?
All the above.
Daytime snook, nighttime snook?
All the above.
Artificial snook, live bait snook?
Artificials are working pretty good, but live bait's definitely working better. Shrimp, pinfish, even some cut bait.
Okay. Anything else at the jetties?
Nope.
Okay. Moves to the passes, starting with Punarasa.
Nothing.
Redfish Pass.
Snook. Snook. And more snook. And the guy caught a couple trout, too.
Okay. Captiva Pass.
Same thing. Snook. A couple of tarpon, a few small snapper, Spanish mackerel. He caught a couple of black-nosed sharks. What else did he catch? I could have sworn there was something else he got there. Yeah, I don't remember.
The tarpon, visual or caught or?
He hooked them. Okay. He hooked him. His buddy landed two the day before, but he hooked a couple.
Okay. Boca Grand Pass.
Tarpon. Tarpon. A couple of Spanish mackerel. And more tarpon.
Crabs? Squirrelies?
Crabs. I'm sure they're catching them on squirrelfish and pinfish, too, but I've only heard of the ones being caught on crabs.
Okay. In Spanish in here, you said?
Yeah. They haven't been hot and heavy, but they've been in there.
Okay. The surf fishing. Anywhere along the beach.
Snook. Snook. Lots of snook. A few redfish. Some whiting. A couple of pompano up at Blind Pass. And then a couple of oddball jacks.
Okay. Fantastic. Matt Lachey, Indian Field, Smokehouse Bay.
Got no reports from down there.
Pine Island Sound.
Trout out there in that 6 to 8 feet of water, along with a few Spanish mackerel and a couple of tarpon and shark.
Big sharks, little sharks?
Up to 6 feet.
So let's call it mixed sizes?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Doug. Jug Creek Shoal and Bokelia.
I got nothing there.
Burnstore and Two Pines.
Some redfish.
That was short.
Yep, that's it.
The
he went there looking for snook, and he ended up catching 3 redfish, and then he got rained out, so he came back in.
Gotcha. The East Side Keys at Pirate Harbor.
Redfish scattered around all those islands up through there, along with a couple of oddball snook, but that whole area right through there has been, I don't know, probably had about 6 different reports this week on redfish.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Are they starting to get a little bit schooly?
No. They're okay. Just ones and twos under the bushes.
Figured I'd ask. We're getting close to Red August.
Right. So.
Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the skating rink.
Nothing.
Ponce de Leon Park.
Just people poaching little snapper.
I wonder whose job that is to make sure that doesn't happen.
I don't know. It's a little weird. You would think there would be somebody out there that would,
you would think,
have that job description.
Kind of law enforcement guys who would focus mainly on, like, wildlife violations. That would be a good idea.
Yeah.
We should contact the governor and see if he thinks that's a good idea to create an agency that would specifically do that. Do your job, FWC. PGI Canals in Punta Gorda.
Black drum. Juvenile tarpon. Quite a few people hooking juvenile tarpon back in there this past week.
Okay. What are they catching them on?
They're catching them on white bait, mostly, that they're catching out there. And then a couple of guys have hooked them while throwing some soft plastics at them. And then, of course, everyone else is just trying like heck. But it's surprising how many different reports I got this week on people hooking them.
Okay. Spadefish?
Nope.
Sheep's head?
Nope.
Okay. Just checking. They were in there last week.
I know.
There is no Gilchrist Pier, so we're not going to report on that, but there is an Alligator Creek Reef.
Still nothing there.
Okay. The 20-foot holes.
Nothing. No reports from there this week.
Baitfish report. White bait, but also thread herring, pinfish, sardines, squirrelfish, whatever else you might want to use as bait.
41 bridge. Channel markers one and two. And then down at Bokelia and Devilfish. Most of your bigger bait is definitely down in Bokelia and Devilfish.
Okay, and this is white bait?
Yeah. The 41 bridge is white bait and thread fins mixed together. More thread fins than white bait.
Okay. Little threadies?
Yeah. A couple people are saying they're seeing some big threadies, like tarpon-sized threadies out there, but I've only heard from a couple oddballs, and one of the guys doesn't even know what a thread fin is.
Well, it's tough.
Yeah.
And the pinfish?
Mostly small.
But abundant?
Once you get down under where there's grass.
Okay. The freshwater report.
Mayan cichlids and tilapia are the main focus of everybody because we've been out of shiners, been out of minnows, so the bass have not been the most targeted thing lately.
Eating worms or?
Yeah. Worms and little beetles pins.
You like a hole wiggler or a chunk of crawler?
Yeah. Both. We catch them in a barrel at the house, it ain't a problem.
But I did see we have some larger shiners in there now.
Yes.
So, come in and buy them, and then give us your bass reports.
There you go. Or go use them for the juvie tarpon.
There you go. All right, so tarpon.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have anything different than we had last time?
Not at all. It's pretty much identical to what it was last week.
Okay. So,
I mean, with all the rain we've had this week, I've not, gotten much for reports.
So basically, we've got fish out off the beaches and taking crabs in Boca Grande Pass, and mostly taking crabs. And we said last week that if they're up on the hill, they may prefer threadies better. You still want to stick with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we'll just leave this map the way it was. No reason to change it. And that brings us to the tail end of this report. Robert?
Yes, sir.
Is there anything else that you need to discuss? Anything that you'd like to explain or state or share or... What do you got?
Three things. One, peewee season is definitely starting for peewee shrimp. Two, it's starting to get very, very hot out there. So even if you do catch white bait, be careful where you take it. If you take it up on the flats, it's going to die on you. No oxygen, freshwater lens, all that good stuff. Don't matter how good your aerator is or your live well pump is, they're going to die. And then three, because it's so hot, and we're getting so much rain, the dark water is going to heat it up even more. Take the time to resuscitate your fish. If you're doing just catch and release, or it's out of season, or just because it's a big, ugly black drum, doesn't mean it doesn't deserve as much gratitude as possible to release it safely. So take the extra time to resuscitate all of your fish right now. Yeah. For the next couple months especially.
I mean, if you would actually put it back in the water rather than just throw it up on the bank and leave it for dead, then it's worth taking another minute to make sure that it actually does swim away and survive the catch and release process. When you're doing that, remember that when fish breathe, they take water in through the mouth, water goes out through the gills. So to revive a fish, you need to get water in through his mouth and then out through his gills. So taking him and sloshing him back and forth in the water doesn't really do a whole lot of good. If you figure eight him, keeping his mouth open so water can go in through the mouth and out through the gills, then that actually works way better than just randomly sloshing your fish back and forth through the water.
Yes, it does.
So, yeah, but that's worthwhile.
Yep.
See, this is why I ask you all the time if you have words of wisdom, and sometimes you do, and when you don't, you just get sassy with me. So,
I know.
I see no reason for you to get mad at me if you don't have any.
I'm not getting mad at you.
Just say that you don't have any. You do that all the time.
I know. No different than you do. You get sarcastic, I get sassy.
Yeah, I get sarcastic, but I don't mean it. Anyway, that reaches the tail end of this report.
Both got our wonderful flaws, sweetheart.
We're all done. We're going to go away now. If you want to hang out with us anytime between now and next week, well, good luck finding us. Robert's easier to find than I am. So
I'll just give me your address. They can swing by and check
you. You can give them my cell phone.
They have it.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me a bit.
There you go.
All right. Say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.